that was pretty much the way he taught people. So in his monasteries, you had the framework of the discipline, and you had his example, and you had usually had plenty of teaching, often more than you wanted to hear. But there weren't scheduled interviews to discuss your practice or your state of mind, although it might happen at times when you were walking with him on alms round, or you just happened to be sitting there quietly with him alone, and he might ask you something and talk in a way he'd never spoken to you before. But generally, he expected you to rely on yourself in this way. And I think this grew out of his own practice. And as I said, he expected you to really give it your all. I think this is where a lot of the best stories came from, how the way he trained people.